A short horror flick from budding Colorado filmmakers premieres in LA tomorrow.
Say you get some reward you've always dreamed of. Let's call it $10 million. But somewhere in the world is a snail with an insatiable vendetta against you. If it ever touches you, you die.
But in this case, it's not a snail, it's the ant. Lead actor Jeff Steele spoke with KRCC's Kendra Carr ahead of the debut at Screamfest.
Can you tell me, where did the inspiration for the plot come from?
Our writer, Zachary Bakken, he studied clinical psychology at CU Boulder, where all of us met. The collective is composed of four of us. Myself, I grew up here in Colorado Springs, and those guys grew up in Fort Collins. They grew up making films together. So Zach's a writer, Cam is the director, and Ethan Nelson, he is one of the other producers and the other leading actor in The Ant. I met Zach and became roommates with him my senior year. He was facing a lot of psychological torture, living in the basement, and the landlords weren't repairing the leaks in the ceiling when it would rain. He likes to call it his twisted brain child. It's that experience of him being a little bit psychologically tortured, as well as his deep clinical psychology experience.
Was there anything about growing up in Colorado Springs that inspired you to look into film?
So I actually grew up playing sports, which if you see me now, you're like, that makes sense. But it didn't necessarily in high school. I played football for a number of years, and then I was a little bit tired of the concussions. So I started doing speech and debate in high school, which led to theater. And I never was somebody who's imagined myself as, I'm going to be an actor. I'm going to be an actor. It just sort of started happening. And I was like, I really enjoy this process. I did it all throughout high school and got some opportunities, some scholarships, and I've just been kind of following that ever since, and I can't seem to stop.
Your degree is actually in history, though?
Yes.
What does history have to do with acting?
I view history as an encyclopedia of psychology that you can look back on. And as far as what draws me to acting specifically, not filmmaking, but acting, is getting into somebody else's head and getting into somebody else's perspective. And when you're studying history, you're viewing people from their own time period and understanding why they make the decisions that they make, understanding the cultural norms and how that impacts how they move through life. So I actually think that history and acting are pretty related.
Is there a scene in The Ant that you really enjoyed and or on the opposite end hated doing?
The climax was really hard for me. I am somebody who likes to work very physically as an actor, so I'm trying to get kind of sweaty because we're in a fight for survival. Mm-hmm. And we're shooting at Zach's parents' house in Fort Collins in a really nice neighborhood. And I'm disheveled. I'm wearing a wife beater with no shoes. And I'm going outside and doing sprints up and down.
Not suspicious at all.
Not suspicious at all. The only thing that I was missing was me holding a weapon or something. I'm sure we would have gotten the cops called on us. I'm somebody who likes to work physically from the outside in and letting the physical inform the mental, the emotional. So getting myself into that state of hyperventilation and exacerbation, it makes sense for the story, but it was really challenging to get there. So in a way, it was like my favorite and least favorite.
So it's called The Ant. Now, were all of the ants real? Did you have CGI? What was the ant process?
90% of the ants were real. We created a little fruit trap for the ants to come into and captured about 20. Interestingly, in the crescendo, in the climax, that was a real ant, and it came from nowhere. It was not preset. It just started crawling across the floor directly into where we were filming.
Action. And I guess the ant just listened to instructions.
That ant was made to be a star. He knew that he wanted to be immortalized, and honestly, he carried the scene. And we had one of those moments where we're like, turn on the camera, roll. We have to get this. And it was crawling directly towards the two main actors.
So that is not a CGI ant. Did you use any CGI ants?
We used a little bit of CGI ants. In the final cut, you're not going to see too many of them. Ethan Nelson, the co-lead actor on it, he is a special effects guy. And he did all the credits as well as the title card and some of the CG with the ant. But for the most part, all the ants you see are real.
Now, The Ant is premiering at Screamfest in LA. Is this the biggest festival you guys have done?
Absolutely. Yeah. So for the past couple films that we have made and published, we actually didn't submit them to festivals at all. it was just sort of a, let's get our bearings under ourselves. Let's just make stuff that we find satisfying.
Like the devil, the...
The warrior, the bride, and the devil, yeah.
That's the one, yeah. Yep. And then there was another one. Welcome to Hollywood?
Welcome to Hollywood. How's your day going? John Hughes John.
So you guys didn't submit any of those to festivals?
We submitted Welcome to Hollywood to festivals. That was the first kind of professional short that we had done.
You kind of stab them in the side and you were submitting it to festivals.
Yeah. In retrospect, you know, that was maybe not the most compelling story, but we learned quite a bit. But I think the cinematography on that still looks pretty great.
I'm surprised to hear that you guys didn't submit any of those, especially the Western one,
yeah,
to a film festival.
See, that one was a very bare bones crew. That was three people just going into the desert in California and filming. Whereas The Ant was like, we have ADs, we have dedicated director of photography, and we're shooting on an Arri camera. Whereas, yeah, The Warrior, the Bride, and the Devil was like, hey, it's just three dudes and we're going to go out in the desert and make some props and kind of see what comes together.
Do you have any advice for future filmmakers interested in pursuing this industry?
Don't listen to anyone who tells you can't do something. Just make things. Who cares? Make it on your iPhone. Go out, cast actors, even if it's just your friends. The important part is being creative. And the more that you're creative, the more you're going to naturally build your skills and get better over time.
With the fact that you guys are now in LA a little bit more, can we expect you guys to come back to Colorado to film?
Yeah, it's not off the table. I think it's just whatever makes financial sense and whatever makes sense for the given script that we're working on. Also, some of it depends on budgeting. You know, we have a lot of connections here in Colorado for crew and especially cinematographers and stuff like that, that we can always draw on. It's possible that we might even be flying people that we know here out to California to film stuff.
So what's next for So Good Productions?
Yeah, so we're looking at pitching The Ant for the feature version at Screamfest, see who we can meet there. And other than that, we have a short in our back pocket, kind of a gritty drama. And this one's interesting because Ethan Nelson and I, we're going to kind of draw back for the next short and be a little bit more behind the scenes and highlight some actors that maybe you haven't seen in the work that we've done so far.
Jeff, thanks for stopping by to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kendra. Thank you for having me.